Bonjour, everybody. Bonjour, bonsoir. It's Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned into Radiance by Design. I'm trying to be multilingual tonight because Seth started it. Seth started the whole thing. Radiance by Design is a show about you. What's going on in your world? I'm hoping that you're going to call in. There's supposedly, according to the guides and angels and many other great teachers, there is a rising of the feminine going on in our species all over the planet right now. What does that mean? We've been living like thousands of years in the patriarchy. I always think 8,000 years, but you know what? I haven't researched that number to see if it's actually right. But anyway, we've been working in the patriarchy, which is, if you look at the male and the female, you go, okay, the female knows how to nurture, raise lots of children, and plants and so on. She knows how to pay attention with her side, the side of her head as well as her forward part of her head, you know, perceptively, intuitively, and so on. So we've always been multitaskers. I don't care how fashionable that phrase became later in life. The multitasking is something that the feminine power in us has known forever, as far as I know. The male, and I think I talked about this last week, actually. The male comes along, and he takes in all of this incredible information, and then with his, whether it's his physical build or his actual intellect and his testosterone and the patriarchal attitude, he brings together the pieces, and he drives them forward into a really wonderful result, we hope, right? But we've been out of balance for a long time, and the female has been suppressed. Because there's a really, really amazing power in the feminine. And that power is some kind of a mysterious, consuming, absorbing, taking in and creating all kinds of mischief kind of thing, isn't it? And the male is accustomed to being able to point toward his, and it's not only men and women, okay? It's the male and female in all of us. Being able to point toward his goal. And because he's got testosterone, he's got muscles and all that, he can go forward and actually create the might to develop his goal. And that's how the world has run for a long time. But very often, the feminine has been elbowed out of the way by the patriarchy, which is busy creating the goal. And, you know, my guides often say that we're living in an oligarchy, which is the ruler of many by a few for selfish and greedy purposes. And as we look at these times, these are grand, grand times of change, which many of us lovingly call the shift, right? And as we look at that, we say, the feminine is supposed to be on the rise. The patriarchy has designed a very kind of, what would we call it, a very finely pointed route to developing a cache or a supply of resources around the world in order to maintain economic superiority. And sometimes that's over the tops of and out of the hearts of huge numbers of people in different countries and so on. So that's been going on, and yet we hear at this time on the globe from our guides and angels and many other spiritual teachers that during this time of the shift, the feminine is on the rise. It's coming up through all kinds of people, male, female, leaders, followers, indigents, people who have no hope, whatever. The female or the energy fields that come through the universe and the flows are rising in us so that the feminine, the creative, nurturing, loving, empowering, even crankety power is here to balance out and offset the male and the patriarchy. So I'm wondering what you're thinking about this. We're going to talk about more of it tonight. I think it's really fascinating because is it happening? We've had the sexual revolution. There's all kinds of people that are much freer, so women aren't so chastised if they have babies out of wedlock. They're not so chastised if they have sex for fun. There's all kinds of ways in which sexuality has been, in quotes, freed up, and the woman isn't necessarily kept down because she's a woman. But you know what? It's really not worked too well in many ways because there's a lot of young women who go out and have to have a lot of sex because it's kind of in the fashion to be free. So they're kind of enslaved to having to show their freedom. It gets to be a conundrum, doesn't it? It's a real paradox that all these people are kind of sex cells. So kids, even grade school kids, are having sex. I don't mean to be depressing tonight. I'm just saying the rising of the feminine looks kind of textured. It looks kind of shattered compared to what I would ideally like to see it be, which to me would be the rising of a consciousness of respect and understanding for the creative, nurturing factor of the feminine aspect of our psyche and our society. Why? So that we would help each other. We would look after each other. It would be a win-win kind of experience. How many of you are experiencing that? How many of you are experiencing the rising of the feminine in your world? I'm going to talk to you in a little bit, and we're going to start off by doing our sacred geometric meditation. And when you think about it, the sacred geometric meditation in itself is actually really feminine. And the reason I say that is because when we do, we follow all the instructions the guides gave us about creating these energetic forms in geometric form, then what we've created is a kind of a womb, haven't we? And in that structure, and I'll say it's also like a womb, we have the ability to absolutely create and amplify our visualizations, our ideals, our dreams, our healings, and so on. And that really epitomizes the feminine, doesn't it? So why don't you join me in this meditation? Close your eyes, unless you're walking, unless you're running, unless you're driving, or reading. Also, let's call in the presence, because the one thing I know is that there's a womb-like feeling on the planet these days, and you can bring in the feminine presence and feel actually enwombed or held in a very beautiful vibrance. So let's call in the presence of our guides and angels. Let's call in the presence of those beings of light and truth, consciousness, and love. Good. That are here to work with us as we move through, the shift. So above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. Below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball, right down through your spine, into the lower golden ball, drop a filament of golden light. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height and 20 feet out, drop a four-sided golden pyramid. Good. And now upside down, point to point, meeting our pyramid. Another pyramid, and its point is down into the lower golden ball. So now you've got a pyramid to pyramid, an eight-sided structure. And inside of that structure, draw a crystal ball. Good. And inside of that, there you are, in a star tetrahedron, or a three-dimensional Star of David. Okay. And now I want you to spin and spin and spin. Just get your Star of David with that wonderful filament running through your spine. Get your Star of David spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Good. I feel a little bit dizzy when I do it. My legs feel like they're flinging out. Even my hair. Woo! Okay, and whilst you're spinning, see on the first, you know, we have this magical screen in front of us. In the first screen, you're going to place a movie or an image of yourself. And it's yourself creating the self that you really want to be and become in this lifetime. I like to see myself as multidimensional. I like to see myself as coming fully from the heart. My soul presenting itself in fully integrated fashion. I don't want a little bit. I want a lot. What do you want? It's my dream. It's your dream. It's our magic. We can have what we want there. We can have, do, and be whatever we want. And as you build your light and build your light, good work. And just feel it. You can actually experience what it's like to be that integrated. And now let's move over to the second screen. And in that beautiful movie, We're going to see you doing a project of your dream, something that you want to do. Do you have a project and you see yourself, see the resources coming? And in those resources, you see yourself able to create whatever is the project you want to do. Maybe it's a business, maybe it's home and family. Maybe it's a book, maybe it's a movie, maybe it's a workshop, maybe it's a house. Okay, see yourself creating it with a great deal of help, and the help comes easily and effortlessly. And now see yourself just grinning away, enjoying whatever your project is. Good work. And now see that the project is going very successfully, but you have ongoing resources that come in and support your project. Good. And they just flow, don't they? There's this absolutely rich supply of project material, resources of people, of ideas, of support, maybe other businesses that actually bounce into your business and create a much more ongoing network. Good work. Wrap it in light and let it gestate. Let it be encouraged to be supported vibrationally. Now we're going to move into the healing center. Let's move into the Galactic Healing Center. And there you've got a nice, clear massage table or healing table, and you surround it with your healing team. And the first person who comes in and just flops on that table is you. And let's see you lying on the table in the presence of your own healing team and ask for help to work on you. Good. And ask them what it is you need. Or some of you come in with a specific illness or ailment, and then you tell them what it is you need. But very often they'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. Okay, and now what is it they're doing for you? And here's the part that's really good. Ask them to tell you something that you can use to keep yourself in an ongoing well-being. What is it that I can do to keep my health going better and better, or my well-being going better and better? Might want to write it down. Okay, now wrap that scenario in light and know that it will continue until the right time of completion. And now you bring in another healing table and surround yourself by a healing team. Who comes in? Bring in somebody who needs healing. Okay, someone who needs healing. In this case, I'm bringing a very senior woman. She's well up into her 90s. She's losing some of her brain capacity. And where she's living right now, they're not being very compassionate. They want her to look nice and dress nice and so on. And she can't really do that right now. But she's also feeling, because she's a very elegant woman, she's feeling dejected because she knows that she's losing some of her memory and her brain power. And she feels like she's not being well-behaved or a good person. It's really, really makes her self-conscious, and it's making her brain much harder for her to control these fluctuations in her memory. So let's put her on the table and ask the team what to do with her head, with her brain. Ooh, they just want to love her. And I see them soothing her. Who's on your table? Yeah. That's right. And ask if there's any messages for your person. Okay. You might want to jot that down. So wrap that situation in light. And then close off that healing room and bring in another one. Our team replicates themselves. We have a fresh healing table. And who comes in this time? Is it a surprise? Oh, it is for me. There's somebody, a young man. He needs some kind of support, but I'm not sure what. So let's just see what he has to say. Who's come into your healing room? Okay. And now ask the team to work on him. Okay. Okay. And ask if there's anything that needs to be said. Okay, and then wrap that scenario in light. And now, one more I would like you to do, a political scenario. Now, we were talking about the rising of the feminine, so I would like to do a political scenario where I see the feminine consciousness. That's the consciousness of being able to create, to love, to nurture, do a win-win, and also be fierce when required. To be someone that extricates people from the traps of their own past. Now, I want the feminine to be really healing. Now, let's see this as a rising capacity moving up through the mind and body of many individuals, even in power. Mm-hmm. Fun, laughter. And again, we're making our sacred geometric workshop as a psychic womb for many. And just feel across the world this incredible expansion of healing frequencies, of the feminine frequencies, taking her place in a balancing force with the male. Now, it's interesting, I was channeling before this show because I'm seeing the same things as my guidance was talking about, which is it's very abrasive for some when the feminine rises in different individuals because as it comes up, it's topsy-turvy. It pushes and pulls at people and it rips them apart and because they were talking about the oligarchy. Well, maybe I'll finish this sacred geometric, and we'll talk about this right after I finish it, and we'll come out of our meditative space. But let's just see the feminine rise amongst many of our leaders, many of the patriarchal situations in our world, many of the oppressors of female. Mm-hmm. It's really not just simply oppression. It's fear of the feminine power, isn't it? Which is tremendous. Whether you're a lady or a gentleman, you do understand that, don't you? All right, so let's just call in. This is another feminine power, and I know a lot of guys who love doing this, and they are not afraid of the feminine. Bring in a golden and pinky orange light. Bring in through the top of the head. It's a light of harmony, of love, and of empowerment, mutual empowerment. And bring it out through the heart. And send that light out all across the world. To bathe areas that are hot spots of that kind of incredible lack of fairness or lack of equanimity. Yeah. It's the light that buries the greed and turns people into someone who could say, I do this for all of us, not just for me. And we have that light moving across the hot spots of, just say, the oligarchy or greed for oil, for power. Mm-hmm. And have it move all over the world. Mostly it's for economic power, isn't it? Well, if we get enough economic power, the earth is dead, so we got to work that out, don't we? And have that wonderful color circle round and round the world and then come right back into you. You've sent out a tremendous love and healing and power. Bring that light right back into you, right into your heart. And now close off the Galactic Healing Center, close it off nicely. Jump into your spinning star tetrahedron, or jump in and spin, spin, spin it. Woo! Here we are, back in our room together, and then I'm going to ask you to call in. What I really wanted to say was that the guides had said before we started this show that it's pretty interesting. Well, I'll give you the call numbers first of all. Call in 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Of course, you're going to get really excited, and you're going to phone all these lines, 530-327-7602, 530-327-7602. Another one, line 2, 530-776-5185, 530-776-5185. And line 3 is 530-413-4522, 530-413-4522. So as we were saying, I hope you're going to call in about the feminine. How's it affecting your life? What do you see? Do you see any differences going on? Do you see it as exactly the same? Are you completely oblivious to it, or is it something that's really important to you? How do you see the future if the feminine imposes itself and balances out with the patriarchy? So again, my guides were saying earlier that as it rises, and it rises kind of like, it's just like a vibration. So many times consciousness moves up through the species. Now we can, and I'll let you talk before I do, so you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. This is Ted.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
How's the feminine in your world, honey?
I don't know. It's not all that powerful, it seems like. I don't know. It has been pretty good. Although the things I've been aiming for haven't happened.
You're not manifesting really well?
What I haven't been aiming for has been pretty good, so who knows?
So your life is all right, is it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I expect to be working with seniors, but it isn't in the way that I had wanted to. So I wanted to ask you about that. I'm sort of torn on what to ask. I have some problems with my toe, and that's something
Which
else
toe?
To ask. The left big toe.
Okay.
And it's sort of the joint in between the toes.
That's, that relates to the neck, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. How's your neck?
Pretty good. It hurts periodically, but nothing terrible. But this keeps me from hiking and being on my feet very much. And it's a hassle.
Here's what the guides are showing. Have you used something to reduce the pain, like some kind of a liniment or something?
Yeah, some ice. That seems to help it, but it doesn't seem to get any better. It just sort of takes care of the pain.
And how long has it been?
Oh, it's been a long time, actually. I'd say 8 months, maybe. And then I really exacerbated it first part of the year with a long hike, and then it's been pretty painful since then, and debilitating, at least for what I like to do.
Well, let's see if we can. I bet you're not doing any ballet lately, is that right?
No, I'm not. Or improvisational dance much,
Sorry. I think it's going to be okay, but it looks like it's got a lot to do with your neck. There's something about who you are that you're really questioning right now. Do you know that? You got it.
That sort of fits. I've had a real transition time in my life, or have been for a while.
Well, you have a tension in you, darling. You have a real, like, an extreme tension about who you are if you don't make this change, or who you are if you don't make that change. Can you take some of that urgency out of there?
That's a good idea.
Okay, when I look at it, it hurts your stomach. Isn't that funny? I'm going from your toe to your neck and then into the stomach. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, my stomach is where I feel it all the time, you know. I feel stuff. And so that, as you mentioned it, oh, yeah, there's a little bit of tightness there in my stomach as we speak.
And do you ever have a massage?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you just love it?
Oh, they're great.
I want you to have a few more because I would say to you that who you are is urgently at question inside of you. And I think
okay.
that's what's creating a lot of the inflammation on the toe, frankly.
Okay.
And it sounds, you know, I'm saying to people at home, it sounds like a piece of cake, doesn't it? Well, it's not necessarily because we are so complex that if we're confused about who we are, it can come out. I tease people like, oh, come out your earlobe, for heaven's sake. It's
yeah,
just that it's a complex way.
Yeah, it does fit, you know, because I'm doing a big change from teaching to kind of being, to retired and,
Are you doing commodities anymore?
Well, not exactly. I am in gold and stuff, you know, but not really in the futures thing, which is really, really risky.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Ted. Who do you trust?
Who do I trust? My friend Carl, I'd say he's real trustworthy. And, you know, and Al are two people I trust.
Do you trust the system?
Do I trust the system?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I trust more the collective system more than I do the political system.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't really trust the corporations and all of that.
So drop your attention, and people at home do this. Wrap yourself in light. Drop your attention into the stomach, the solar plexus, not the belly, but the stomach, just below the rib cage. And let's see if we can't move something. And I'm asking everybody at home to do that too, or at least line yourself out with light so you don't pull in each other's feelings. Because you've got some real urgency about getting somewhere because of who you want to think you are. You see what I mean? It's kind of it's a fear-worry thing in the middle of you're making a change. And I'm saying to you, or the guides are saying, you know what, Ted, that's not going to answer your question. You just have to innovate and develop what it is you want. It's not about who you are, meaning the results won't tell you who you are. Who you are will create the innovation. And there's a real nurturing quality in you, but you know, and we're talking about the feminine tonight, and I'm saying to you that nurturing quality in you would have that kind of respect, honor, and trust of who you are and how you can make things happen. There you are, for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Stomach's still hurting, but it's shifting a little, is it?
Yeah, it's definitely dissipated some, yeah.
So we're going to do it one more time and ask everyone at home to send a golden light into your own stomach. And we'll do this for Ted. Yeah. And remember that how you do things isn't who you are. Who you are innovates doing things. So I don't know if that helps, but I think that's got a huge bearing on your left big toe.
Yeah. Okay. Makes
sense.
So
we're saying no toe shoes for another month or two.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else?
Yeah. Well, no. I want to give time for other folks. And so, yeah, that's great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and we expect to hear from you again.
Okay. I'll call again.
Good.
Thanks, Veronica.
Okay, good night, Ted. Now, here's the other thing. Oh, so call in, everybody. You've got the numbers. But let's think of the other thing is that the energy, the feminine is rising up through us all. But where people are really in extreme states of power and it rises up through them, apparently, according to what my guides and angels were saying, they were saying that it's very, very disruptive and creates a boiling. It creates an anger. It creates an abrasive reaction. It creates kind of a Because I keep saying to them, well, if the divine feminine is rising, why isn't it rising through the oligarchy, those people who create like a tourniquet around the economic sources or the ones that really want to do a lot of war and stuff? Why doesn't it rise through them? And the guides say it does. But they say that there's a really interesting kind of abrasive reaction coming up in a lot of people who are in tremendous positions of power, because as it rises, they're going to get mad, aren't they? Because it teaches them that, golly, if I go ahead and get this goal, I'm going to upset some people, you know, and then they start to get kind of watered down and they don't like that. So they're saying we're going to see, and this is a prediction, and those of you who know me well know I don't really believe that prediction should hold. I believe we should be able to create our way past them. But in any case, as we see the disruptions that are trying to rise up in people as consciousness rises up, we see a number of people, they said some big power people, getting very ill, mostly in the belly area, which is a lot about the subconscious, and that it's going to push through them. So I don't know if that's going to happen. But anyway, that's what the guides are saying, is you're going to watch the disruption of the rising feminine wipe out a couple of big, we would say corporate leaders. How about that? And I'm sure we're going to hear about it, or they wouldn't have bothered telling me about it. So what is it to have a very powerful feminine, to have the matriarchy? It's kind of a win-win. I was talking to Linda Sherman on Tuesday, and she was talking about eco-villages, for example. There are places called eco-villages, and I haven't researched it, but she's saying there are some, there's one right near Ithaca, New York, and that these are places, and there are other intentional communities that she wasn't talking about that we know about in other areas of the country, where people actually gather, and then they develop housing, which is based on a really beautiful, sustainable use of resources, and that they work together for the resources that it takes to run the water and the electricity of their little area. And how I gather, you know, that it's kind of developing little businesses and so on to sustain things, to recycle things, to get rid of garbage, to build enough gardens or to develop enough gardens to create enough food for themselves and so on. And apparently this is a real trend. And that to me is a good example of how the feminine is on the rise and learning how to make home, to center home and family and provisions and win-win for all kinds of people, is sitting there in an embodiment. To me, that's the feminine on the rise. And that it doesn't mean it comes up only in women either. It's coming up in a lot of guys, where you want to make sure that enough people are going to get fed and enough resources are going to be used for enough people. So call in. What's going on in your world? You don't have to talk about the feminine, but you can talk about it, how it's impacting your world. I think it's interesting, being in my age category, where a lot of us were feminists way back in the 60s and early 70s. But what was really interesting about that is we thought, well, actually I was a 60s activist because of my first husband and the fact we lived on campus at UBC during the time. And we thought that if we erupted against war and we marched and so on, and we thought we would actually bring peace to the planet, that people would say, oh, that's right, it's better to have peace. We were really that naive. We studied, we learned, we marched, we sang, we danced, we boogied, and we thought that we would bring peace to Earth because everybody would want it. But what I didn't understand at the time, well, amongst a myriad of other things, was that, for example, in the economic structure of our planet, it was about the war of keeping the economy going and who would fight to the finish for things that they knew would be profitable. Sort of interesting, isn't it? And yet, so where am I going with that? Then I'm thinking about how a lot of us got into it was called feminism at the time. And again, it was a rising up of the feminine energy, but it didn't work too well because all kinds of women, most of us didn't work in those days, or we didn't work full time. Or I sure didn't. I worked part-time at a laboratory in the university. But it wasn't normal just to get married and have two people working. That wasn't always done. But then finally, I watched it. So many people did that, where the women got the freedom and they got to go out to work. And so they went out and they worked in the patriarchy, in the patriarchic model. You know what I mean? So they would wear suits. They would wear suits like men. They lived all kinds of the same structure as men. They went to work in the morning, came home at night. They had heart attacks. They had all the things that men did. We all smoked a lot, at least for a while, and put the kids in daycare, which we're still doing. And so instead of it being a balanced thing with a feminism where women took, this is how I understand it anyway, where the feminine got to be brought into the world with a certain kind of strength and power, it just, the feminine came in emulating the masculine. Oh, goody, you're calling. And I'll just be 1 minute. And in that emulation of the masculine, there was another kind of a loss, wasn't there? I think my personal thing is that the feminine is on the rise, and we're going to present it a little bit differently and heal and protect our men as well as the women. Anyway, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
It's Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing?
Well, good. Speaking of corporations and whatnot, I just wanted maybe some insight. We have a thing going on with my husband and two corporations, one an insurance company, and games and whatnot. I just wondered if there was any insight there as to maybe what you can see or...
And was it, is the question, is he challenged by it? Doesn't want to be in it?
No, it's more of he has a legitimate thing, but they're playing both ends against the middle.
Oh, so he's making a complaint, is he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They're not, again, well, let's go back to the feminine, Joy, just because we were talking about it. But they're not protecting him, you know.
No, I know.
He has to really be careful because he can feel pretty sick, you know what I mean? He can get
yeah.
pretty stressed by this.
He has done. Has already happened.
Oh, my. I'm a little concerned about that because they have a really cold... So you said both ends against the middle. I see two sections of the corporation making
yep.
sure he hasn't got any hold on what it is he wants. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, except there is a truth that's there.
There is a truth.
There is a truth that's there, and I think what I'm kind of hoping is that truth will come out.
But you know what's happening? The thing that's bothering me is that there's a faction on one side of the corporate thing that is so cold and so calculating. They're trying to make it impossible for that truth to come out, you know?
Yeah. It's coming to a head. We know that. I just thought maybe... you know, all I can do for now is to support and to collect the truth we have, and you know, we've been doing that. And I don't detect any kind of fear. Neither one of us detect any kind of fear. It's like I know from somewhere that everything's going to be okay and we're going to make it. It's just that it's, you know, it's deliberately being delayed, delayed, delayed.
Yeah. You know what's a really good idea, Joy, is to do a manifestation, meaning, I don't know if you heard the sacred geometric description,
yeah.
but if you did, use it. If not, see yourself and see your husband calling forth the divine guidance and saying, reveal this, make it revealed. and pray for that over and over again, because I think there's a very strong possibility through a surprising event where some kind of revelation is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense against that is really strong. You know what I mean?
On our side or theirs?
No, against you guys, against him, because the corporate thing is trying to defend itself, you see?
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Okay, so you want to send divine order to work here, and that quite often works really well.
Okay, divine order.
Yeah.
So just call on that.
Yeah, and I would ask for revelations that to the right people that
okay.
the situation begins to be revealed. Because your husband's getting sick, and I don't think that's a good idea.
No, you know? Well, they're blocking the wellness as well as what's happening.
Yeah. And I think the thing with him is that he's actually quite a sweet person, but he's got... He's been discouraged so many times that he's losing faith in, maybe not losing faith, he's having a hard time maintaining his faith in the fact that right will out. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And so instead of making it just a major prediction, which I don't want to do, I'm just going to hold light, and we're going to send light out. I'll put it in the double tetrahedron or the star tetrahedron and just send light to the subject, that the subject be illuminated and that others see it as well. How's that?
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, Joy.
Okay. Have a good night.
And you. Now, that's an interesting call, because it's so true that many people are not heard for what they're really doing these days. Because, again, back to the old power thing, power, when people are really blind with power, they can block all kinds of awarenesses. The other thing is, when people have been under pain or they've been abused or they've been pushed around, they often don't allow themselves to maintain the sensitivity to perceive, to feel and sense the other person's vulnerability and to see solutions based on that. It's more like, I will just hold my own in order to create the end that I want. And that's something I think is breaking down in the world. But it doesn't show it on a mass level yet, does it, Bob? So if you'd like to call in, we've got enough time for one more call. Where are you guys all today? I just want to look and see. Okay, so as you're feeling the feminine, what does it feel like inside of you? So let's take the rising of the feminine inside of yourself. Now, some of you girls have been working really hard, morning, noon, and night, challenging yourself, make enough money, retire enough, and so on, as we say, kind of taking on the male role. Oh, yeah, I'm reminded of a show I did with Judith and Jim, and they were talking about, this was last year sometime, and they were talking about how in the 1800s, in the Victorian era, what was known as the husband and wife each had a role, and they said that the men went out and did what they called, in quotes, the works, and the women provided the gifts. So what they did, what the women did, was they provided kind of a loving, nurturing environment so that the guy would have enough energy to go out and do the works. Now, we know society has gotten a little different than that, but still, it's that kind of balance that we can find inside of ourselves, right? What happens with us, and when I talked to John Gray on Paradigm Shifters, he's from Men Are From Mars, and sometimes it feels like we're all on Mars here, doesn't it, on the planet Earth. He was talking about how the males go and do things, but for women to be, and then men come home and they want to rest and stare into space and read the news and watch cartoons or whatever. And that restores their testosterone, which gets worn out when they're out in the workplace or when they're working really hard. And then with the women, we have oxytocin. And they say, we work really hard, and we come home, and we do more work because we're cooking or whatever, cleaning up, depending on your environment and so on. But he said that the women, if we sit like the men, we do not restore our oxytocin. We don't even restore our testosterone. What we need is the nurturing, the tenderness, the communication of, like, how are you doing, what was your day like, so on. And it's really interesting because we've been living in a society where when we go to work, we go home to work. And the more work, John Gray says in his research, he's shown that the more work women do and the more they need to get done, the more they do. Women don't know how, more we do. Women don't seem to know how to just sit down and stare into space. And if we do, it doesn't restore our hormonal energy that we've expended in battle, if you will, or at work. What we need is some TLC, we need some affection, we need some beauty, we need some gifts, we need some other people to talk to about how we feel and so on. Isn't that really interesting? So how the patriarchy works is a lot different than how the matriarchy would work. We need to have nurturing, we need to nurture, we need to have all of these things going on. So I wonder what it would be like if the energy rose, the feminine energy rose in such a way that the whole planet was willing to balance the majesty of the feminine with the power of the patriarchy. I wonder what it would be like. So let's see. What else are the feminine qualities? I had them all written down somewhere in this pile of papers. Feminine qualities are the qualities of intuition, of support, of creativity, of nurturing. You know, a lot of men have some of these feminine qualities as well, so I'm not sort of being sexist or racist here, guys. What else? If we're thinking about the society, we're thinking about politics, I would say the feminine would apply itself to recreating kind of the foundation of our society in such a way as to create a win-win instead of if I've got it, you don't, and if you've got it, I don't. Instead of a competition, it would be something about loving, about nurturing, about expanding, about coming up with solutions that are a win-win, about looking after each other. Let's go back into healthcare. What big fight over healthcare for our country. And the whole fight boils down to power, lobbying, money, money, and more money. It doesn't boil down to the issue of whether or not the people could be better served by having better healthcare. It's a very interesting subject because you look in and you go, wow, it's all about whether it's going to cost money. And it's just, it's kind of a mind blower, isn't it? And it's, Social Security is the same. They're using that as a fence against, how much it costs to be supportive of people. But it's not talking at all about the huge scams that some of the great big financial organizations are making. And the whole mortgage scam, all of that, that was bazillions way more than what Social Security is. And Social Security was ripped off in order to help, I guess, other organizations in the government or offside the government to further their own investments. So it's kind of an interesting thing. You look and go, what would it be like if we had a more feminized protection? We probably would have Social Security. We probably would have health care. We probably would have sustainable or housing and certainly moving into sustainability. We probably would have good education for the kids because I think most the feminine does know that if you nurture the children's brain, you nurture the intellect of the future of our country, to put it in many ways. Sounds like I'm being political tonight. I guess I am, actually, but I'm really fascinated by the rising of the feminine as I keep badgering the guides. What does that look like if the divine feminine comes to Earth? Do we get to experience the nurturing of one another as opposed to just the financial value of one another? So my next paradigm shifter, I'm going to shift. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm chatting on in a kind of a grounded way tonight, not talking too much about metaphysics. Thank you for your calls. Paradigm Shifters next week is going to be with Judith Kravitz, who does a breathing. She does, I forget what her website is, but I'll send it out with my little flyer. But she teaches breathing, and as far as I can remember, she has done a tremendous healing on herself, having been very, very ill, and doing her breathing techniques. She claims that you can do a tremendous amount of healing by using breathing techniques. She uses some East Indian, some ancient Asian lore, as well as her own practical methods, and she's a world teacher. So she's going to be talking to us next week on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Now, right after this show, we're going to be hearing from Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Boy, a lot of us are still reeling from meeting the team at the intensive in Las Vegas a couple of weekends ago. Woo! Talk about the Divine Feminine, where Jackie channeled Mary Magdalene, and talking about the waves of feminine consciousness that are coming through. And I'm not sure what she's talking about tonight, but if you can stay on, I know that you'll find it really exciting. I get to interview the team for the second half of the show, and I always love that part as she channels her amazing team. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for your call. Thank you for listening. And let's consider over the next while, let's consider dropping into our body and asking to feel the feminine. Which parts of you right now are really charged with the unfoldment, the expansion, the nurturing of yourself and other beings? And which parts of you are actually listening and hearing for the intuitive and for the creative and for the blessed feelings that come through when we let ourselves feel nurtured by the divine? All right, I'm going to say goodnight and see you at the top of the hour. Many blessings and thanks for listening.